I am absolutely delighted to be joined by Rose Bronwyn, as in B-R-O-W-N-E-N, from CLEAR, the Adult Education Centre in Kilbarrick. Rose, first of all, good morning. Welcome to Northside today. And secondly, I'm delighted to talk to you because this really is a hobby horse of mine. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to the local people around the area about CLEAR. We're very pleased to be with you.
And we are also delighted to have you. Rose, if I was to do a full in-depth interview with you in relation to the pamphlet that I have in my hands in relation to CLEAR, we would probably be here until sometime Thursday afternoon. Such is the wide, absolutely unbelievable diversity that's in this. It is unreal, the amount of stuff you cover.
Okay, that's great. That sounds good. But we can't have that much time. Sure we can't.
No, unfortunately not on this occasion. And I love the kind of the summary in the back of it. It takes me back to my younger days where the services we offer, reading, writing, spelling and sums. Somewhere along the line, sums became maths, but however. Go through it there, Rose, with me, and we'll talk about, number one, I suppose, the object of the organisation and how accessible you are to people. And then we'll talk about some of the courses that you run.
Okay. So if I gave you in a couple of sentences how the organisation came about, we could move on then to, you know, how the different courses and the different services kind of evolved out of that. I'm just going to close my door. Just hold on 1 second.
And this, folks, is what they call the beauty of live radio. Just in case you think that any of this is recorded, it is 100% live. Continue, Rose.
I'm just near the tea area, so I said if people came along for their tea, they might interrupt us. Now, in 1980, a group of women from the local Kilbarrick area, very involved in setting up, you know, society here and community here, had set up the women's club, the ladies' club, and they had run a summer project for the children. And they said, what about us women? At the time, the men were all at work and the women were all at home having their babies and having lots of babies. And they had all had to leave their jobs, and it was normal for women to be in the home. But they had something just in their head there that there was more to life than just motherhood, just marriage. And they wondered, what could they do for themselves when the school-going children were back in school and they had their little ones? What was there for them? And out of that, they made contact with the local VEC of the time, down in Colester. And it just happened coincidentally that the role of adult education officer had been invented. And there were at least one person with that job in every county in Ireland. And there were about, I think, six in City of Dublin and probably the same number in County of Dublin. And that person was looking for an opportunity, like a group of women like that, to get something going in the general area. And that's literally the spark that started what is now the CLEAR Adult Education Service. And the first course I think they put on, in my memory, was the community and how it works. So it was literally looking at what those women were already doing without them having maybe the language around it. And out of that then, they said they'd all left school early, and what could they do? And they started English courses and history courses, and it just rolled out from there. So that's basically how the whole place got off the ground.
And I'm looking at your brochure, and I see that is still one of the courses that you run, one of the classes, How Society Works. And I'll just go through a couple of them, because, as I said, if we were to discuss each one of them, we would be here until God knows when. The bereavement group, the Bethany bereavement group is one. There's the likes of the Bridge group, but that's, I mean, you get bridge clubs everywhere. English language courses. And one that jumps out at me, which I obviously from my work here I would be very interested in, is current affairs. Now, I know that used to be on the curriculum in school many, many years ago when I was there, but we call it civics, I think, at that stage. Enjoying the theatre. Bit of Irish, little bit of French. Relaxation and natural well-being. Singing workshops. There is everything. But then when I look at the other side of it, I'm looking at things like, as I said, how society works. I'm looking at, for example, yoga. I'm looking at a book club. I'm looking at literacy. you know, reading, writing, going back over your Irish, and I mean, there's been a big drive nationally to try and get the Irish language rejuvenated properly. You know, there's spelling.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about the reading and writing service, because that's actually my area. Will I just talk a little bit about?
I would be very grateful if you would, and as well as that, then Rose, if you don't mind me asking, because it's just I recently did an interview with AINTIS, the Adult Literacy Organisation. Are you linked in with them then as well, or are you totally separate?
Well, we would be members of AINTIS. We would also be members of NALA, the National Adult Literacy Agency. But if I just go back a little bit about our literacy service. That was one of the outcomes of what those women in 1980 began to see as a need. They were very capable themselves. They might not have had leaving certs or anything, but they were very capable themselves. And when they ran the English course and got all their neighbours to join, they realised some of them just faded away quite quickly. And when they went back and knocked on the doors and said, why did you only come for 2 or 3 weeks? And some of the people said, because we couldn't keep up, and it showed up our lack of ability with the written word and maybe even reading or whatever. And it was out of that that the Adult Education Officer began to think, we need something below what that group of women are looking for. And without funding or anything at that stage, he got a literacy service off the ground, and he got a lovely lady at the time, Jenny was her name, and she had been in England with literacy, and she had come to Ireland, and she trained a group of volunteer support workers to work on a one-to-one with literacy people, okay, people who need basic education. To go back, did they leave school at 12, did they leave school at 14, or were they just unhappy in school or maybe not able to go to school? All the different reasons people wouldn't be as literate as they want to be. And the literacy service came out of that. And it was many years on an ad hoc basis and with maybe part-time management. And I was probably the try and stop that ringing there. Sorry about that.
As I said, it just proves that it's live radio.
I thought I was avoiding that. That grew and grew. And it began to spread, you know, around Dublin. In fact, the National Adult Literacy Agency was formed by people who were volunteers or adult education officers, and it began to roll out all over Ireland. And then we found out that there were little pockets of help going on, maybe in convents, in the parlour of convents, or at night in schools, where already people with education had come across people who needed help. So later on, there was a huge piece of research done about literacy levels around Europe, and Canada became involved as well. And we didn't come out very well out of it. And it was then that was recognised kind of in a proper way by the Department of Education. And at that point, then, they began to offer full-time jobs for people who maybe had been part-time running it, or people who were very obviously eligible to run those jobs. So from that point on, then, we began to get money, not just for volunteers, because that still costs to manage volunteers and train them, but we began to get money to have paid groups. So you had your one-to-one, still with your volunteers, and then if people moved up and got more confidence, felt good enough to go into a group, we had groups that just worked away on spelling or on handwriting or on writing or on the sums end of it. And little by little, we began to look at some accreditation. We had City and Guilds, first of all, and now, of course, we have our own Irish QQI qualifications in Quality Ireland. So it has moved on through all those stages, and we now have a comprehensive service for people who want to improve reading, writing, spelling. And we've added on the certificate courses, and we've added on computers in the meantime to move on with the way society is changing.
Yeah, I was just going to come to that. I was just going to come to that, Rose, that you have put in computers for beginners and improvers. And another thing I see which jumped out the page at me, and such a simple thing, but it's the first time I've ever seen it, preparation for the driver theory test.
Yeah, and that came out of students themselves looking for it. We responded to a need. People who had never sat in front of a computer, people who might have had nervousness around reading, and certainly nervousness about being tested, were saying that it was kind of a scary thing to go in and sit. They had been learning out of the book, but then they had to go and do it on a computer. You probably know that, you know, you probably know that system to get your provisional license. So we got the CD, the CDs, and we had the books as well, and we offer that. You sit at a computer here, so you're beginning to know how, you know, to be smart about getting on with the answers and getting your answers done in the right time. And people join, and they go for the test when they think they're getting nearly them all right every time. You know, how many, I think it's 42 questions or something like that. And if they're getting 38 out of 42 or whatever the bar is, they go for the test. And we might or not might have, we might not get them back. If they were successful, they just say goodbye to us and they're delighted with themselves. And if they missed by a few marks, they come back and they have another 6 or 8 weeks with us. They apply again. And if they're successful, then they're gone. And then the ability then is there for us to take people on a waiting list in, and they have their go at doing that. And it attracts young men and women as well, but they mightn't come to literacy, but they see this as a useful thing. And we often then draw them into something else, like, why don't you do a computer course now? Or why don't you come and do some of your English? So it's like an invitation to come in, but it also has its own use. So it's a very practical course.
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. And of course, I suppose a bit of nepotism wouldn't go amiss here. I have to give a mention to our own Susan Tumulty, who was doing a singing workshop with you as well.
And she's waiting lists and everything at this stage here. So it's going to be very, very successful. So we're delighted to have her.
That is the next question I was going to come to, Rose. Is this being well attended? Are you seeing an increase in numbers? Or you know, I presume that, for want of a better word, the curriculum is student-driven, so that when you see the demand, you go and provide the course.
Yeah, we would do that to a certain extent. Now, we will keep the core courses going as well to have a rounded curriculum. You know, we wouldn't be dropping things just on a whim, if you know what I mean, because sometimes people look for things. They might tell you, oh, it would be a great idea if you had such a thing, but they mightn't actually ever enrol themselves. So we have to balance that against knowing kind of what's good practice ourselves. But I suppose our number is steady. Our rooms are pretty full. The place is jam-packed. So that's all good. You know, we do hold the numbers. And most of the classes you're looking at there on our programme will take place. Probably, I don't know, if we have 100 there, I don't know what number we have, we'll get 95 off the ground.
That's some return, Rose, in fairness. And for people who want to attend, now I know some of them, they may have missed the deadline for enrolments for some of the courses, but you're down in Swan Ness Court in Kilbarrick. For anybody who is interested and who wants to see more and find out more, how do they go about it and checking it out and going through the enrolment system?
Sure. First of all, they can ring us. We've two numbers there on the front of the of our brochure. And we can call them out before the end, or if they're able to use computers, they can now go on to clear.ie and see what we have to offer. The whole roll book, the whole curriculum is laid out there nicely as our brochure is laid out. So they can ring, they can ask for the brochure, they can come down and chat. We have people ready to talk to them. If it's for literacy, I'll give my time to them. Even if they just walk in, we would just say, well, listen, Rose will be finished with a student in 15 minutes because I might be doing a little assessment or whatever. And we'll always talk to them. We don't turn people away. And we have people ready in our reception to talk about all of those other courses that you talked about, the languages and the hobbies and the well-being and all of that. You can drop in. And we will take bookings, even though we had our big week where the masses came, the first week in September, but we will take people right until the end of the month, and depending on the course and depending on what the tutor says and depending on how full a course is, we will try to facilitate people in the first couple of weeks, you know, into October, especially if the course is going to go on for 27 weeks. If they miss one or two or three at the beginning, it's not absolutely, you know, vital, unless there was a real progression built into the course that if they weren't there at the beginning, they'd be at a bit of a loss. But we would generally try to say yes, you know, rather than saying no, if you know what I mean.
And it does cater for all ages, Rose.
Yeah, once people are out of the school system and we're not crossing over with secondary school, People are welcome, and we have people in their 80s here as well, and a whole mix in the middle of all of that. And as the area gets older, more retired people are finding it as a really pleasant and useful way to spend a morning, you know, keeping the old grey matter moving and being in their literature class or being in the, you know, being in their hobby class or an activity class like yoga or Pilates, just to keep everything going. I was going to just say a few words about our service for people who started off from different countries and are new Irish. We have afternoon language courses in English, and we have it at Beginner Plus if you have a little bit of English, just so that we can connect with you. And we have Improvers, and that's 3 afternoons a week, so they'll get up to 6 hours a week, which really moves language learning on for people. And we're offering it at night as well. So if people are in the workforce and they have come from another country or they have another language, they now have an afternoon choice and an evening choice. And I think we can manage about 4 hours a week at night. And to go along with that, just to say, we have early years service here as well. So if you are with a small child or you're a grandparent or you're a carer of a child and it's agreed with the parents, you can drop a baby or a little preschooler in here on a basis, like if you have a class for an hour and a half once a week, you can just have your child here for an hour and a half. But we also have a full service. We have 5 mornings a week and we have 5 afternoons a week, both for little ones in our creche and for that free year, the free 2 years now that the preschoolers have. And we have all of that set up here as well, just to say that as part of the service. So nobody needs to be left out because of childcare issues.
Well, the one thing I will say, Rose, and, you know, I think I have made it pretty clear, it is without doubt one of the most inclusive and comprehensive brochures that I have seen in a long, long time when it comes to adult education. It really is a credit to you. And to think that this service is right on the doorstep here, it's unbelievable, Rose.
Yeah, and can I say that we're about 30 seconds from the Dart at Kilbarrick? Just to say that, we're on the northern side of the Dart at Kilbarrick, and we're only about a 5-minute walk from Hoth Junction, where people maybe a little bit further north can come in and just walk across the Kilbarrick Road. And we're also on the bus route of the 29A. They would get off at the De La Salle School, and it's about a 7-minute walk. So it's quite central that way. And it's quite a hub for the whole Donaghmede and Clongriffin area. Edenmore, Artane, Raheny Village itself, Portmarnock and Malahide. People come from there, Baldoyle and Hoth and Sutton, and people from Clontarf. So we have quite a wide area that people come because of the train service. And we would have people coming from as far as Balbriggan. They can hop on the train and get off at Hoth Junction. So we can cater for quite a wide area because we have both bus and train, and not just Dart, we have the other trains as well, you know. So
Rose, it really is.
We also have a car park, even though it gets very full, and we have a place for bicycles as well, just to say that.
Absolutely. It's just so all-encompassing. It's mind-blowing. I mean, people, I think anybody who even picks up the brochure, it will get them down there, because I have never seen something that with such a spread. There is definitely something for everybody on this. And they can contact you on 01-867-1845 or 01-803-6238. That's 01.
Can I say a word of thanks? Our brochure, you're admiring our brochure. It's new this year. We have new colour. We have a new symbol. We want to thank Phil Elliott. He was our designer and he's done a wonderful job. And then, of course, it's the voluntary management here that put everything together. The new layout, you know, the classes that are new this year. You talked about Susan's course, and we've other ones. The How Society Works is new as well, and we have our book club, that's new as well. We just host the Bethany group, and we have we can quit smoking, and that one is being run by the Northside Partnership and other groups as well. So it's a mixture of all sorts of ideas coming from students, our own groups listening and checking in with people, asking our tutors what went well, what we should be doing next year, and then suggestions from students. So it takes a big kind of a mehel, a big group of people to put it together. So it's an opportunity for the management here to say thank you. And as well as that, we had three tutors who spent a number of months putting together a much better website than the one we used to have. So it's looking brand new and spanking, and it's very, very user-friendly as well, just to say that.
Yeah, very, very impressive, I have to say. And once again, of course, Rose, you mentioned the secret to success there, the glue that holds most communities and most organisations together, volunteers.
Absolutely. Both on our board of directors, on our management group, and our volunteers who help in the reading and writing, and even part-time paid people who give time to do small little jobs that keep the whole cohesion just going, you know. I want to get one more bit in, because I'd be in trouble if I didn't. And that's to say we have a most successful CE scheme here run by DPS. We have up to 50 people doing different jobs, both in Clear, in the hospice, up in the Early Learning Centre in Edenmore, and in three other places just a bit further away, including some of the sports clubs, GAA and that kind of thing. And we have a range of different jobs that people get into, be it household or cleaning, helping in terms of administration, being extranumerary helpers in our childcare. We have drivers. We have various jobs going on, people getting 19 and a half hours a week work experience and pay and being back in the world of work, getting themselves ready. And of course, you probably know that the Department of Social Protection give a grant for training each person, so that whatever area they choose to work with us in, that they're getting training and accreditation for that, so that when they're looking for jobs in the real world, their CV has qualifications on it. So I would have to say thanks to Louise and Paula, who run a really successful FOSC scheme, I should be saying DSPC scheme here.
Rose, thank you so much for joining me. I am well impressed, and I wish you continued success and continued good luck, because the services, and I stress services, you are providing are invaluable, and I hope that people take full advantage of them. Rose Brownman, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
And thank you for having us, because you always need to continue to let people know, and we always want new people coming along. It keeps us fresh as well.
Well, Rose, as you progress through, you be secure in the knowledge that we are here for you should you require us for any further publicity.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye now. All the best.